This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes the neighborhood.
All right, Merry Christmas. We are the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, and we are proudly coming to you from the nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And what do you think about my Elf hat?
I know that you're in love with Elf, the movie.
Elf is one of my favorite movies, but I've got my Elf hat for the show, and I'm super excited.
I know.
And we hope that St. Nicholas treated you well and that you're enjoying and celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen to that, Rob. And we should remind our listeners that if they miss any of the Radio Realtors, they can always catch our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese.
And as always, you can text us or call us right now for a free no-obligation consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. And because the Radio Realtors, we don't just discuss real estate on the radio like a lot of other commentators do. We are actually super active realtors that work with our listeners and our clients just like you every single day.
So once again, to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, even during the holidays, you can call or text us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And we have a fun show for you today, including number one, should you wait until spring to sell your home?
And the gift of credit repair with an interview from Larry from Titan Credit.
That's going to be a great interview. I am looking forward to having Larry in the studio. So, Frank, winter is normally a slower time for the housing market, and often it has many home sellers wondering if they have any chance of finding a buyer. But the question on everyone's chapped lips...
On everyone's chapped lips?
Right, Frank. The question on everyone's chapped lips is, will the housing market be a slower time for sellers this winter?
Normally, Rob, that is not a very interesting question. But this year, things are kind of different. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, Frank, because even though the housing market tends to cool down when the weather cools down, the Radio Realtors are forecasting this winter season, it's going to be unique and sellers can expect to see plenty of buyers.
So what you're saying, Rob, is compared to the other past winter seasons, this winter season sales activity will be stronger.
Yeah, I don't think it's just going to be stronger, Frank. This winter, there will be more sales compared to pre-pandemic winters going back all the way to 2006. And this enthusiasm goes back to the COVID-19 lockdown, which produced a serious demand for homes throughout much of 2020. And that completely overwhelmed the normal spring home selling season and even the typical winter slowdown.
And Rob, that overwhelming demand for housing is still going strong right now today.
Yeah, and we had unusual seasonality in 2020 due to the pandemic changing the timing for, you know, many potential home buyers and even sellers. And while 2021 had a much more normal seasonality, homes sold fastest in the summer and slower in the fall and winter, but this year has been a standout for its own reasons. And so the question is, what made 2021 so special?
Well, for one, if you look at the stats from March all the way into October, homes were selling faster than the fastest selling months in any previous year.
That's right, Frank. And that demand won't just suddenly go away once the weather gets colder or even as we ring in the new year and get ready for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, even though there are normally fewer buyers in the winter months than in the competitive spring and summer housing markets, all indicators say that housing demand is still strong.
Yeah, and another reason is that with the supply chain issues slowing new home construction, many potential home buyers just couldn't find their dream homes in the spring, summer, or fall, and they're still going to be looking into the cold winter months.
And Rob, due to this high demand and limited inventory, we feel that this winter is a better time to sell than winter typically is.
And, you know, what we're really telling you sellers right now is to get a premium for your home, you should not feel the need to wait until spring, especially if you're in a high demand area.
So listen up, because if you've kind of dismissed the idea of selling your home until spring of 2022, you should really reconsider.
That's right, Frank. So the Radio Realtors, we're going to give you a few things that you need to know about selling your home this winter.
Yeah, the first thing you need to know about selling your home this winter is inventory will stay low and homes will continue to sell fast.
And here's the skinny on that, Frank, because although the number of home buyers house hunting this winter will be a little lower than during the busy spring and summer seasons, these winter home buyers, they are meaning serious business. And because of this, winter sellers, meaning right now, you can expect to see your home sell quickly.
So how quickly are we talking, Rob?
Well, Frank, in October, U.S. homes spent an average of 45 days on the market, and that's 8 days fewer than the previous year. In the 50 largest metros across the U.S., homes sat on the market for just 39 days.
But in the hottest and most competitive towns and cities, including the greater Sacramento area, it was substantially less.
Yeah, and I'm talking a lot less, because the greater Sacramento area is the number one place that people are moving. If they're moving to California, this is the number one place in all of the country.
Yeah, it's and like the Rodney Dangerfield. It finally got some respect.
Even in hell, I get no respect.
Yeah, exactly. So the number two thing that you need to know about selling your home this winter is home prices, they may have peaked.
Yeah, Rob, another reason sellers may want to list their homes now is that prices are truly, they're really at an all-time high.
Yeah, right, Frank. According to some data from the National Association of Realtors, median home prices in the U.S., and this is average, right, $380,000, it is up 9% from a year earlier, but there are signs that these high prices are starting to level off a bit.
Yeah, Rob, we think that the days of fast price gains may be over.
But Frank, like we said, there will be some areas of the market where bidding wars do occur, but sellers should expect much less than what was occurring over the past 12 months.
And home prices generally will be higher compared to 1 year ago, but maybe a bit lower compared to what occurred in the summer.
Yeah, so given the prices seem to be softening, we're really recommending that you sellers, you reach out to us right now to get your free home market analysis. We'll give you a good price analysis so you know what your home will sell for right now. Give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Right. Let us show you the Radio Realtors Easy Solution Home Sale Program. We've got more options for sellers than any other realtor.
Yeah, we've got a competitive cash offer with our as-is easy cash offer, Frank. We've got the quick fix and list option where we put up our own money for some quick fixes to help you get top dollar for your home. Things like fresh interior or exterior paint, flooring, fresh landscaping, or even an updated bathroom or kitchen.
And Rob, we've also got the Radio Realtors Premium Price Program, where we use a targeted marketing approach where we market your home to over 3,000 realtors in the Bay Area.
Right, and we also target market on social media to get the most possible views of your home. So once again, give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this. I've got Dave Hood on the line. He's the king of home loans. He's with Nexa Mortgage. And Dave, it seems like the housing market is softening a little bit, and it seems like a great opportunity right now for first-time buyers and move-up buyers. What's your take?
Well, Rob, home buyers suffering from what we call buyer fatigue are now getting offers accepted with no down and low down options. And the great thing is my rates are still super, super low. Combine that with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, and they could have keys in their hands within 11 to 21 days.
Yeah, that is super fast. So we're talking about low to no down payment options, great interest rates still, and you can close in 10 to 21 days. And combined with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, where we pay up to to $5,000 of your closing costs, you cannot lose. Give Dave a call at 916-548-8225 or apply online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660-690.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But, you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZOTHEXflooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a
neighborhood. Yeah, you know, I love Christmas time. For the last 5 years, I've had my best months in the Christmas season because a lot of people think that it slows down. I haven't slowed down in 5 years, and I know you're kicking it just the same way.
This is one of the best times to buy a home.
It is.
You know, when you're, and I'm talking about Christmas into January, February, if you're one of those people that hasn't gotten a home or had some trouble buying a home, well, we have options for you with the Radio Realtors.
Yeah, I've sold homes during Christmas because they see the home decorated at Christmas time, and that's how they'll see it.
Oh, there's nothing better. You smell the gingerbread cookies.
Gingerbread cookies.
And you see the lights on the in the neighborhood and on the house and presents under the tree and, you know, manger scene in the front yard or
love
whatever.
It. Love it.
Are you going to do the live manger scene this year, you and Mary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
On your front porch?
Yes.
It's so cold out there, though, so
yes.
I don't know how they did it.
Well, we'll have the California backyard heaters going.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, I don't think that Jesus had that, but
no.
He just had hay and some animals in the manger with them there.
And a big star right above him.
And a big star. That, well, hopefully that kept him warm. But
yeah,
I love Christmas too. And
yep.
And if you didn't know, you are listening to the Radio Realtors.
Yes.
We are Northern California's
that,
number one real estate radio show. And we are proudly coming to you from the nationwide Sun Solar Studios, because if you don't have that star above your manger that's keeping you warm, you need to harness the power of solar.
So I like that.
Get a hold of our friends over at Nationwide Sun Solar. They are the best. NationwideSun.com. Well, I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're having fun today. This is our Christmas show. It's Christmas weekend.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I hope that you are celebrating and enjoying family. And it's just a great time to reflect and to
enjoy,
honor our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
But we are talking to you today about should you wait until spring to sell your home? No. And that's a question that's on everybody's chapped lips. I don't know if you remember, but that's from Groundhog Day.
Yes.
So, but one of the things we were telling you is that in this market, in the winter, sellers can expect to see plenty of buyers. It's not going to be the same as some of the years before for winter home selling season. And, you know, with the COVID-19 lockdown and things, a lot of things changed and there's serious demand for homes right now. So we don't think that there's going to be much of a change. In fact, we think there's going to be more buyers this winter than possibly since like maybe 2006. So that's a lot of buyers.
Yeah, it's
so
crazy.
So if you're waiting, I don't think that you should. I think that it might be a good time to call the Radio Realtors, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Let us do a market analysis. It's called a comparable market analysis on your home. We'll do that for free, and we can tell you what it's worth
even if you're
right
not going to list your home.
Yeah, maybe
just
if
do
you're
it, just
you're,
to find out.
Maybe if you just want, you're just curious.
Yes.
You're curious what your value is.
Yes.
We will still do it for you for free, even if you're not thinking about selling right now. So the first thing that you need to know about selling your home in winter is inventory is going to stay low and homes will continue to sell fast. We kind of already talked about that. There's going to be a lot of buyers, but the number of home buyers house hunting this winter, it is not going to be low. You're going to have plenty of buyers out there. And also, number two thing that you need to know about selling your home this winter is home prices may have peaked. So if you're thinking about selling, it's better to sell now than to wait because we think that it's leveled off. We're not going to see a crazy increase in prices. And then what is number three?
Yeah, the number three thing you need to know about selling your home this winter is interest rates, shocker, are creeping up.
Yeah, right, Frank. I mean, the all-time low interest rates of the past 20-plus months, that motivated many potential home buyers to shop for real estate. And as of today, interest rates are averaging about 3.129% for a 30-year fixed loan, and that's according to Freddie Mac.
Yeah, but these rates may be going up, Rob. The Mortgage Bankers Association estimates that rates will rise to 4% by the end of 2022. These increasing interest rates could discourage buyers from being as bullish going forward.
Yeah, and this is true. So you folks that are thinking about selling your home should be aware that higher mortgage rates mean reduced buying power for buyers and may eat into potential buyers' ability to afford top dollar.
And Rob, we do predict that more homes will hit the market by spring 2022. However, buyer demand will partly depend on where the interest rates go next.
Yeah, that's true, because if those interest rates are up, that typical spring rush of home buyers may have their hands tied in terms of how much they can pay for your home.
Okay, the number four thing you need to know about selling your home this winter is if you're going to sell your home this winter, where will you live after?
This is a good question to ponder, Frank, because according to a recent survey, 36% of home sellers plan to buy a new home after they've sold the one they have.
But if this is your plan, be advised that you may find yourself in the same hot seat, scrambling to buy a home amid limited inventory and high prices. So you better have a game plan of where you'll move once your home sells.
Yeah, but there is some good news on this front, because inventory will still be lower this winter compared to 1 year ago, but only down around 10% rather than 20% or 30% declines we've witnessed since the onset of the pandemic.
So, in other words, Rob, there will be homes available, which should really just give you options.
Yeah, and there are also two strategies that you could use with the Radio Realtors to avoid selling your home without a place to live. One is to add a home choice contingency, also known as a suitable property contingency.
Right. This is where your sale depends on your ability to find a new home within a certain time frame. If you can't, you can call off the deal.
Yeah, and just know that this contingency isn't used that often since few buyers may be willing to be left hanging like this.
Now, the best strategy for you as a seller is being part of the Radio Realtors Dream Home Finder program. Right, Rob?
Absolutely, Frank. Like we said, selling a home in this market for top dollar doesn't mean much if you have nowhere to live after you sell. So with the Radio Realtors Guaranteed Dream Home Finder program, you give us a list of your wants, needs, and desires for your next home.
Yes, everything from square footage, the number of bedrooms and bathrooms, amenities, the zip code, or even the exact neighborhood.
That's right, Frank. You give us your dream home details, and we will spend our own money marketing and reaching out to potential sellers that own your dream home. And there are a lot of sellers out there that are like you probably, and they're thinking, I would move if I had a place to move to, or I don't want to put my home on the market necessarily because I don't want to have a bunch of people coming in and touring the home. I don't want to be displaced. I would rather just sell it off market. And so what we do is we connect you with a seller that is willing to sell the home for fair market value. And then we have you come in as the buyer. You are the only buyer, and that means no bidding wars, Frank. It's the perfect scenario because the seller's getting what they want. They're getting the dollar amount that they want for the home. It's agreeable to you. You're the only buyer, and it's a match made in heaven. And if you've ever seen a property and it was on the market for like 20 minutes on MLS and then it went pending and you're like, what the heck happened? Well, the reason that happened that way is because it was an off-market transaction and the realtor wanted to get credit for it. So they put it on the MLS for like 20 seconds and then it went pending. And you're wondering, how do I get into this type of deal? Well, the way you do it is you become a part of the Dream Home Finder program with the Radio Realtors. There's nothing like that. So if you want to be a seller, but you don't have a place to go yet, well, be a part of the Radio Realtors Dream Home Finder program. It is a one-of-a-kind deal. And all you got to do it is give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So quick wrap up. If you've been thinking about selling your home and you want to wait all the way until spring, four things you need to know. Number one is this home winter inventory is going to stay low and homes will continue to sell fast. That is the first thing that you need to know. Number two is that home prices may have peaked. So if you wait until spring, there's a chance that maybe home prices maybe go down a little bit or they have leveled off.
There's a chance.
And so you might want to sell now instead of waiting until spring. The number three thing you need to know about selling your home this winter is interest rates are creeping up. If interest rates go up and they could go up a full percent by the time spring 2022 comes around, then the buying power decreases for the buyer. And that can make it so they can't afford your home.
That's
so
right.
There's more buyers that can afford your home right now in the winter months. And you know, I've found that the winter home buyers, they are serious. They mean business, right? Now, the number four thing that you need to know about selling your home this winter is if you're going to sell, you need to know where you're going to go after. And that's why we have the Radio Realtors Dream Home Finder program. We also have the contingency that you can use. And another thing you brought up at break is that we can get them a rent back, right? We can get you a rent back in normal situations. So if you have a multiple offer situation, we can negotiate a rent back.
That's right.
I just negotiated for one of our clients, one of our sellers, a 45-day rent back at, get this, zero cost.
That's right.
Zero cost.
That's
so
right.
There's options for you. So the Radio Realtors, we have more options than anybody else out there, any other realtors. So you need to be a part of it.
Just call us.
You need to give us a call.
Give us a call.
So give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this. I've got Dave Hood on the line. He's the king of home loans. He's with Nexa Mortgage. And Dave, it seems like the housing market is softening a little bit, and it seems like a great opportunity right now for first-time buyers and move-up buyers. What's your take?
Well, Rob, home buyers suffering from what we call buyer fatigue are now getting offers accepted with no down and low down options. And the great thing is my rates are still super, super low. Combine that with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, and they could have keys in their hands within 11 to 21 days.
Yeah, that is super fast. So we're talking about low to no down payment options, great interest rates still, and you can close in 10 to 21 days. And combined with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, where we pay up to $5,000 of your closing costs, you cannot lose. Give Dave a call at 916-548-8225 or apply online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660-690.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. Merry Christmas. We are proudly coming to you from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And Merry Christmas once again, Frank.
You bet.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
Merry Christmas, sure. Rob.
Yeah, and you know, the holiday season, it is kind of coming to an end because, you know, it's actually Christmas Day today and Christmas weekend. And it may be a time for you to give yourself the gift of credit repair. And I know we talked about it in the introduction of our show, but you know, Christmas is all about sharing and spreading love. It's a time of giving and it's a time for reflection. And you may be one of those folks who were very busy during the holiday season buying the perfect gifts for your family members and your friends, regardless of many, maybe potential credit issues that you have right now. And if this is you or maybe somebody that you know, then how about you get rid of your credit issues and the problems this year once and for good and give yourself the gift of peace of mind.
Peace of mind is a wonderful thing, Rob.
Yeah, it sure is, Frank. And if you're looking for financial peace of mind, on today's show, we have a guy that can help you repair your credit.
We know a guy.
Yeah, we do know a guy. Yeah. He can help you boost your credit score, and he can give you greater financial strength, kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, back in Jingle All the Way. You know, he had big muscles in that movie. But this gentleman's name is Larry Chiarella, and he's the owner of Titan Credit in Roseville. And Larry, thanks for being on the Radio Realtors today.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob and Frank.
Now, Larry, we've got some questions for you, and I think the first one's going to come from my good friend Frank here. So, Frank, let it rip.
All right. Larry, tell us a little bit about your company, Titan Credit, and why you started it.
Well, actually, I acquired it. I acquired Titan Credit in 2005. And prior to that, I was freelancing as an attorney, helping people fix their credit, working with a couple of credit restoration companies in Marina Del Rey in Southern California. Had an opportunity to purchase Titan Credit from a gentleman in Simi Valley. And he contacted me based on good reputation, and we started entering into discussions, and then I acquired it. He had a staff of four people working for him in his facilities in Simi Valley, and now we have 13.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you acquired it, and you've turned it into the 800-pound gorilla
juggernaut.
Of credit repair, the juggernaut,
yeah.
That's for sure. So I saw a report, Larry, on CBS News that said 79% of credit reports have errors on them. Do you think that's true? And if so, what's your process to help kind of correct those errors for your clients?
Well, the first thing I like to do is get a copy of a mortgage credit report. Now, you may say, why mortgage? But the mortgage report is really, you know, for those folks listening, it's really the only authentic credit report out there. I don't want to talk bad about Credit Karma or Credit Sesame or those internet services, but they're really watered down. They update every 10 days. I think Credit Karma updates every 3 or 4 days, but a mortgage credit report updates 2-3 times a day. So the credit aggregator that sells their report to the mortgage lender has certain coding that I need to see in order to be able to consult appropriately and honestly what I can do to help them. So yes, about 79%, I always say 80% of the credit reports out there have some hiccup on it. Some of them are multiple derogatory damages and some of them are not. And it's really a case-by-case situation like a fingerprint. I got to see the mortgage report, understand what's going on with these individuals. I put them through a 15 to 30 minute consultation and they walk away refreshed feeling that, hey, Larry and Titan Credit can help me.
And that's a really, really good thing. Frank, I mean, they can actually talk, like our clients can get their mortgage credit report run by one of our preferred mortgage lenders.
That's right.
And then if there's problems, you know, we can send them to Larry, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that would be great because if they call me and say, look, my lender pulled a credit report on my wife and I or myself, then I just say, hey, PDF, scan it over to me. And then we'll set up a day and a time over the phone to do the consultation. And if they're comfortable with everything, then we move forward and get them enrolled.
Okay. So Larry, whether you want to apply for a home mortgage, an auto loan, insurance policy, or even employment, the decision of a lender and employer is largely influenced by your credit report, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Go back 20 years ago, it was really your income. We had the meltdown. And then after the meltdown, certain legislation, which is good, it helped protect the banks and it helped protect the consumers. But today, your credit scores are the number one. Then your income. And then, of course, I guess your income and your debt. But, you know, your credit score is really a reflection of what's going on with your credit.
Yeah, absolutely. So regardless of how big or small the error is on your credit report, that can, you know, damage your credit score greatly and lower your financial strength, right?
Boy, I'll give you an example. I spoke to a gentleman less than 2 weeks ago. He was, you know, a prominent person and he had a 780 credit score. Well, you know, his wife missed the automobile payment on his Bentley. In November, and he lost 200 points.
200 points.
And typically, it's like 100 to 150. I mean, if you're at a 520 and you have a late payment, it's going to pop you down to maybe 470. But if you have 780, it's going to hit you hard.
Right.
So each credit bureau has their own algorithms that assess your credit history and your activity and your payment methodology. And so when you have a late payment that comes out of nowhere, they sock it to you.
Wow.
Good to know, Rob.
That is good to know.
Don't miss your payment on your Maserati.
Right. Exactly.
So, Larry, we know that major credit card bureaus are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. But what factors make up your actual credit score?
Well, there's multiple variables. It's not just one thing. And it really boils down to two, just to compartmentalize it. Number one, make your payments on time.
So timely payments, number one. Okay.
And the seasoning of the account.
So how long
if you have an account for 6 months, it's going to not affect your, it's going to not help your credit score as much as an account that you've been making on time since 1999. And I guess the third one is avoid any derogatories that hit your credit. Because when you get a derogatory, a collection account, a car repossession, a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, short sale, on and on, it severely damages your credit. And then that's when we come in and we say, look, this is repairable, but it's not like an automobile. Get your fender repaired.
Right.
This is an intangible, and it's based on federal and state consumer regulations, and I explain that to the consumer.
Now, what is considered a bad, average, good, and excellent credit score? I actually know the answer, but I'd rather have you, the expert, tell us about it.
There's people out there in your radio land that don't know.
Right, of course.
And the reality is that each credit bureau, and there's really four of them. The fourth one besides Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion is Innovis. But Innovis does not show up on a mortgage credit report. I don't want to say they're irrelevant, but they're out there.
Okay.
Okay, so they each have, they each have their own gradients, and I'm just going to kind of give you the average of all four.
Sure.
So you have poor, fair, good, and excellent. Those are the four gradients: poor, fair, good, and excellent. So if your credit score is, and you know, look, in 30 years I've been doing this, I've only seen one credit score in the 300s.
Okay. Yeah. But that's pretty low.
Let's just say 350 to 580.
So that would be poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So 585 to probably, let's just go 680 is fair.
Okay.
And then anything over 680, and let's just go 685 to probably 760 is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything over 760, meaning plateauing up to 850, is excellent.
Right. And the 850 is the highest, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. I remember I talked to somebody once and I
but not with all three credit bureaus.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember they said, yeah, my credit score is 1,000. And I go, wow, that's
I've had that too.
That's really good.
I've said, yeah.
I wonder where you got your credit score. But
all right, so Larry, what is the typical cost and time frame to help our listeners repair their credit if they have errors?
So again, we fall back on the credit report. Again, the mortgage report. Honestly, I have two programs, a four-month program and a six-month program. I like to push people into the four-month program for two reasons. One, I can save them money, and two, I won't do it unless I feel I can get it done. And then there's the six-month program. I call the six-month program, you know, separating twins. It's big-time surgery.
Right, okay.
The four-month program is kind of outpatient surgery.
Okay.
And it just bounces various different things. And like I said, there's certain coding in a mortgage report that I know inside and out. And so I can say, look, I'm going to put you through a four-month program, but I'll probably have this done in 2 to 3 months. Or I'm going to put you in a six-month program, but honestly, you're going to need to be with me for a year and a half. Now, the average cost, just to keep it simple to answer Frank's question, is $1,000. Okay.
So you'll give our listeners...
I'll give your listeners a discount if they just mentioned that they heard me on the radio.
Excellent. Okay.
But if I'm dealing with somebody that makes $10 million a year, I'm going to give them the retail price. And it's not that I'm being dishonest or anything because, look, there's some people out there that I fix credit that have given me permission to mention them. And then 99.9% are like, no, don't say anything.
Right.
It's privacy law.
Well, and you know, I kind of look at this as an investment, you know, in yourself, because you are basically you're saving yourself all kinds of money, because when you have good credit, you pay a lot less in interest and you get better rates on insurance, you get better rates on your loans. There's just a lot of things, and you get better job offers. You know, there's so much to it. So we have to go to break. But I am being told by Phil, our producer, that we have a call on line two from Aaron in Rockland, and he has a question. Apparently,
we'll take it on the other side.
We're going to take it on the other side. So okay. If you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. We'll be back after this. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender. So I've got Frank Desmachi here. He's the chief technical engineer for Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in Northern California. Now, Frank, we've heard why your company is different, but say I wanted to go solar. How does it work? Does somebody come out to my house or what?
Well, at the beginning, that's not at all necessary because we have no salespeople and nobody needs to pressure you. Solar is science. All we need is your usage information, which we can get from your power bill, whether it's SMUD, PG&E, SoCal Edison, and we work with all. And with that, we can design a system to give you 100% offset based on your last 12 months use, if that's what your goal. Most people would like to get to the point where they just don't pay anything. And that's what we do. Over 3,500 systems in operation in California. Not a single one of them are getting get true up at the end of the year. I make sure of it. We even guarantee the production of our system. If it goes below that, we'll pay you the difference.
Find out more at NationwideSun.com. That's NationwideSun.com. Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Well, Merry Christmas and welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are wrapping up our last show of the year.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Our Christmas weekend special with giving yourself the gift of peace of mind by giving yourself the gift of credit repair. And we have Larry Chiarella from Titan Credit. He is the proud owner of Titan Credit. They are a massively successful, amazing credit repair company right here in Northern California in Roseville. So we are talking to Larry. We've had a lot of great information. And right before we went to break, we received a phone call online too on the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO. It was from Aaron in Rockland. But unfortunately, Aaron, I guess, is on a break at work, and he was hoping to talk to us before we went to break.
Great question, though.
But he did give Phil his question, and Phil says on the computer here, it says, Aaron is asking, is it possible to remove derogatory accounts on your credit report that are not mistakes? So he's being honest that these are actually mistakes that he made with his credit. Is that possible there, Larry?
Absolutely. And you know what a lot of consumers don't know, and I mean a lot, even though the verifiable derogatory accounts are listed against you and you know you had a charge-off or a bankruptcy or a late payment, the way that we're able to determine if we can help the individual is the way the consumer credit laws are written. And I can talk all the way back to the mid-1970s, and some of you out there may remember, I got to check my TRW report. And they were all done by regional types of entities that were collecting all of this data. So when we get a mortgage credit report and we look at that trade line and the derogatory trade line, yes, it has to be accurate, can't be erroneous. And there's a few other variables. But what we do is we challenge the credit bureaus to provide verifiable proof. So let me give you an example. Had a gentleman, he contacted me and said, hey, I filed bankruptcy recently. And then out of nowhere, I received an inheritance. And the inheritance was substantial. When my lender pulled credit, they saw the bankruptcy. And it had been discharged 3.5-4 months later. And so his attorney had told him, look, it's going to be on your credit for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
You know, bankruptcy sevens are 10 years. So he said, is there anything that you can do? And so the first question I said to him was, where did you file your bankruptcy? And he said, Fresno County. Now, I know every county in California pretty much inside and out. And I like when I hear, well, I filed bankruptcy in Northern District of Illinois or in Maryland or whatever. But the first thing I said to him is, okay, well, here's what I think. I know that they're sloppy down there in Fresno versus Sacramento. They're pretty much on top of it, the federal courts. But let's get a copy of your bankruptcy. Now, I know you have a copy of your bankruptcy, but let's petition for a copy of the bankruptcy. So my goal was to hope that the Fresno County courts would not provide a copy of the bankruptcy, and therefore it would be then negated or expunged off of his credit because they didn't fulfill the request, which is, again, part of the loss.
Sure.
Lo and behold, 45 days later, my client does get a copy of his bankruptcy, and he sends it over to me in a PDF. And I'm looking at the credit report, and I'm looking at his bankruptcy. His credit report has about $590,000 in total bankrupt accounts, credit accounts, but his bankruptcy has about $700,000. Now, it could have been off just a penny, and I'm being literal. Could have been just off a penny, and that bankruptcy would have had to been removed.
Right.
So we prove that it was not as accurate as it was supposed to be. There were trade lines missing. There were amounts missing. There were accounts that were not earmarked as bankrupt. And ergo, we got it off. And it's not coming back either on his credit.
Wow, what a story.
That is a great story.
Man.
Yeah, so it pays.
And he was really happy.
Right. It pays to be dealing with somebody that knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Instead of you trying to do it on your own.
Yeah. Now, Larry, you have a program for elite clientele. Do you think that this program may be of interest to some of our listeners?
Well, I mean, maybe elite's a wrong word, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have 730, 740, 750. I have a client right now in Malibu, right on the coast there in Southern California, and they need to get their credit score up as close to 800 as possible because they need to refinance a super jumbo.
Yeah.
This person is very prominent, well-known, and although I'm dealing predominantly with his butler, I know exactly how to help him. So it doesn't matter if you're a doctor or a lawyer or a CPA or if you work anywhere else. If you have some challenges to your credit, you know, my company, I'm the guy to help.
That is good news. That is definitely good news. Now, Larry, so, you know, we're the Radio Realtors, right? So we deal a lot with mortgages and we deal with, you know, home buying, home selling. But have you seen this scenario? Let's say somebody wants to buy their dream home for their family. I mean, they're super excited about it. They apply for a mortgage and it gets rejected because there's information on their credit report or erroneous information or something like that that has lowered their credit score where they're not in a range where they can purchase. You know, what's the best way to kind of avoid that scenario?
Well, most lenders are not going to take you too deep into the process of getting you a loan until they pull credit.
Sure.
And then what they do is they, if they're a good lender, they're going to say, okay, look, you've got some problems with your credit, and they start dialogue with the consumer about those issues. And if it's something that can be worked out through their simulator, the credit aggregator simulator, then they go in that direction. But if they need a professional to come in and, you know, help separate twins, you know.
Do metaphor, like majors.
Major, you know, credit surgery.
Open then, heart surgery.
And it can just be a tweak, a little tweak. I had one lady that just, she had a $215 collection account that was opened up when, and she said to me, Larry, I was 9 years old when this was opened up. And I know who did it, my deceased father. And I said, you know, one little blip, here's what it's going to cost. And boom, we get it off. But for people who have severe credit, you know, I explained to them your credit wasn't damaged overnight and it's not going to get fixed overnight. So if it's the reason why they're being turned down for a loan because of their credit, then that we need to be discussing what it is that we can do to fix it.
Well, and the bottom line, like we said before we went to break, was that there's a lot of people out there that they don't think they can buy a home. And we've had people that have come to us and their credit was run. And, you know, they said, hey, you know what? You can buy a home.
That's
it's
right.
Not as bad as you think.
Right.
Now, there's sometimes where there's just a couple, two, three things that need to be, you know, repaired, but they won't know until they have that mortgage credit report run. So what we would say to you is that if you're out there and you've been thinking about that and you want to maybe make a New Year's resolution to buy a home this year, give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Let us put you in touch with one of our preferred mortgage lenders. And if your scenario is such that you need your credit repaired or enhanced, then we're going to send you over to Larry at Titan Credit to get things done.
Exactly.
So, Larry, what's the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you over at Titan Credit?
Well, you can email me at larry@titancredit.com, and Titan is TitanCredit.com, or you can call me.
So you've got the toll free number.
I got a toll free number, and I don't have it memorized. Sorry,
it's 877-TITAN-69.
I like that.
That's pretty easy to remember. So 877-TITAN-69, or you can email Larry. His email is Larry@TitanCredit.com. That's Larry@TitanCredit.com. And they do actually have a very great website. I like your website. It's easy to navigate, has a lot of good information on there. And I like the fact that it says, turn your credit score into a high credit score now. And it's not a magic wand, but it's an opportunity for you to start the process to get your credit in a better place. Because remember, a high credit score is going to give you better insurance policy premiums. It's going to give you better auto loan terms. It's going to give you definitely better mortgage loans with lower interest rate. And even it can give you better job opportunities. I mean, if you're looking for a new position, or you work for the federal government, or you work for the state, or what have you. So, Larry, thanks for being on the Radio Realtors Day. We totally appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
Very welcome. Thank you.
And if you missed any of Larry's contact information for Titan Credit, just reach out to us at the Radio Realtors at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And from us to all of you, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Be safe. Happy New Year.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
So I've got Frank Desmachi here. He's the chief technical engineer for Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in Northern California. Now, Frank, we've heard why your company is different, but say I wanted to go solar. How does it work? Does somebody come out to my house or what?
Well, at the beginning, that's not at all necessary because we have no salespeople and nobody needs to pressure you. Solar is science. All we need is your usage information, which we can get from your power bill, whether it's SMUD, PG&E, SoCal Edison, and we work with all. And with that, we can design a system to give you 100% offset based on your last 12 months use, if that's what your goal. Most people would like to get to the point where they just don't pay anything. And that's what we do. Over 3,500 systems in operation in California, not a single one of them are getting get true up at the end of the year. I make sure of it. We even guarantee the production of our system. If it goes below that, we'll pay you the difference.
Find out more at NationwideSun.com. That's NationwideSun.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests.